Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
I love this song, man. This is another one of the, this is Farside, most underrated album.
I remember when you
93.
We were at another radio station working together, and I think you, it was you, myself, and Cheryl Preheim, who you formerly of
Nine
Channel
News?
Name, yep, formerly of Nine News. She
yep.
moved to Atlanta, I think.
Oh, really? I
yeah.
didn't know that.
She got an anchor job out
oh, nice.
In Atlanta, I think. So we were hanging out, and I believe we were, it was like a party or something, and you popped on this Farside album. I'd never heard it. I had no idea who they were. And we were like, holy cow, what is that? It's a good album.
In my younger days, I used to sport a stash. When I went to school, I carried lunches in it. I've always wanted to do like a rap like that, but do it like, and in my younger days, I used to sport a stash. When I went to school, I carried lunches in a bag with an apple for my teacher because I knew I'd get a kiss. Always got mad when the class was dismissed. But when the school was in session, I always had a question. Right? I mean, that's the way that you got to be. If you're going to go to like a rap, I mean, that's the way you got to do it, right?
You're the Richard Cheese of rap.
Richard Cheese?
Do you know, are you familiar with Richard Cheese?
No.
Oh. So he has.
Richard
Cheese is a guy. And
we're not talking about sports tonight.
No. Well, we've got something coming up. But Richard Cheese is
yeah,
a guy.
Maybe.
And he's a lounge singer. He's like the lounge lizard guy, right? In the polyester three-piece suit and ruffled shirt. But he sings like Metallica songs and
just like Lady Gaga,
Nirvana songs. But he does
prayers, little one.
He sings it like this.
Don't forget my son.
Yeah.
To include everyone.
Oh my goodness!
It's brilliant. Wait for
brilliant.
It.
Tuck you in, warm within, keep you free.
Who is this? I don't even know.
This is Richard Cheese.
Okay.
The Sandman
Enter Sandman. Oh yeah, baby!
Enter night.
Oh
you know,
yeah!
Look, I will put my easy listening chops up against everyone else, and I've never heard of it, and I'm ashamed right now. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, I've been well versed in Richard Cheese's work for a long time, but to be fair. I also do a lot of lounge singing. My style is crooning.
Listen,
so
I am a lounge lizard guy. Like
oh, yeah.
Because I believe that lounge has way more soul. Yeah. I will put my Mel Torme up with your, you know, James Brown A time.
Oh, fair enough.
I will.
Okay. Actually, you turned me on to a series of records a number of years ago that I think everyone should be familiar with. In fact, we used those songs from those at our improv club last year. The Ultra Lounge series; those are fantastic mm-hmm. albums because it's all loungy, and it's music from all ages, and it's a wonderful. But it's not Richard Cheese. Go home while I'm looking
up. No, Richard Cheese is fantastic.
While I'm looking up Japanimation, you look up Richard Cheese.
Well, see, the whole thing is there was a time I was here by myself and you weren't here, and so I was doing like I got a caller. I got a caller that called in. If you want to call in, by the way, 303-831-1340.
Yeah, we didn't tell him with 20 minutes left in the show.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm sorry. We get all excited. We should tell ourselves more. You know,
yeah,
if you
that's fair.
Hey, listen, if you want to email us, darrencopelandexperience@gmail.com. You can like our page or follow us at the Darren Copeland Experience on Facebook. You can Twitter at Darren_Copeland or at Mile High Sports, @MileHighSports, all those things. Because we want to hear from you.
We should have like a contest or something on Twitter sometime.
I don't know what it, call, I was gonna, but I was gonna say, but anyway, caller. But I wanted to go over rules for callers.
Okay.
And so I was trying to get some like la 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 music, right? And,
right.
And Alex had no idea because he's much younger than I do. Had no idea what I was talking about. And it was just like, listen, man, can't you play some, you know, Calgon dishwasher commercial?
It's like that 1950s
and
sex
it took
ed
like
music.
Eight, yes.
Yeah,
so this is a vagina.
Different music.
Yes. Oh, you just played a bunch of different music?
Until we got the right one.
Nice. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Wish I'd have been here.
Well, you know, it's like, then, and then Mr. Urethra goes into the fallopian tubes.
Hey, ladies, are you tired of washing dishes and getting scabby hands? If so, use Calgon. It's scientifically proven.
No, that's not the case. Calgon had the most racist commercials I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
That was pretty bad. But it was the 70s. So you kind of got to give America a pass for that because we just didn't know better.
What?
We just didn't know better. Listen,
I'm sorry, but if we didn't know better, didn't the 60s tell us that maybe we should be paying attention to...
I have a feeling that there are a lot of people who don't remember the 60s, who lived through the 60s, so that the 70s felt like a fresh new start, so they didn't really remember a whole lot. I don't know. There was a lot of... I've seen some movies made in like the 60s, 50s, 40s, even up to the 70s. I mean, hey, listen, blaxploitation films, straight up 70s. Come on.
That was supposed to be empowering.
Yes.
That was supposed to be empowering.
I get it. I do. I understand it. But there was a lot of sexism. There was a lot of... The Towering Inferno was on the other night. And I'm watching The Towering Inferno, and I'm like, wow, this is super sexist.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, stand by, young lady. I'll save you. Yeah. So I guess we should...
Speaking of Towering Inferno,
we have not talked
you know,
a
we
lot
have,
of
we need
sports.
To talk about that. We need to talk about the Broncos. Speaking of the Towering Inferno, let's say there's a Broncos update.
Remain calm. All is well. All is well. Remain.
Oh my God, are we going to draft an offensive lineman or Christian McCaffrey? Or are we going to get that tight end out of Alabama? Or what about that guy Butt who's with the bad knee from Michigan?
Jabril Peppers?
Oh, my God.
Dude, if we could get Jabril Peppers, I'd be super psyched.
Do you know who yes. But see, this is so ridiculous. All right? This is so ridiculous.
Why?
Because what people don't... This is always a silly season with the Broncos, where they always feel like they need to be just, tear it all down! Throw them all! Put the salt in the ground! The Broncos! And it's just this every year.
Well, okay.
Before Simeon got hurt, he was fantastic.
He was okay. He was good.
No, he was fantastic.
He was solid.
4-0. Win in Cincinnati. Got that
win
there.
Solid. Yeah, the win in Cincinnati was a surprise to me.
And then Janovich goes down.
I think that's
key an injury because let me tell you something. If Janovich plays, then the running game's there.
Yeah,
and,
better.
Okay. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay, and then... you know, Heuerman not being very good and Virgil Green having to go out and get AJ Derby and having to go out and get someone else in order to be able to play tight end is frustrating.
We have had really poor tight end play ever since we got rid of, what's his name?
Well, you know, some of it was Julius Thomas Julius Thomas was not the answer because he was a glorified wide receiver.
So was Shannon Sharp, kind of.
Yeah, but it was a different time.
Yeah. Listen, I don't.
And Shannon Sharp, I've been at a training camp.
Yeah.
They made him block.
Well, Shanahan made all of his receivers block, not just tight ends.
No, but he put Shannon Sharp in there and made him block.
Yeah, but he was not an offensive lineman.
He had to be able
to
block. You have to be able to block as a tight end.
I get it. Well, see, I don't think you do.
But I will tell you,
what's the guy from New England, Bennett, came out of?
Yeah, Martellus Bennett.
He doesn't block. He don't block anybody.
Yeah, but he does block, and so does Gronk.
Gronk blocks for passes. He rarely blocks for the run.
Those guys are monsters. They block.
They're big, yeah.
But here's what I'm telling you is that the Broncos are they are not as far off as you think they are, and people are freaking out.
Put me in that.
But I'm telling you, there are on this station and on others who are talking about, you know, blow it up. And it's just, oh, my God, stop.
See, I think you're overreacting. I think people
no,
talk
I'm
about
underreacting.
No,
man.
People
I'm
talk about the Broncos right now because football season's over. We just saw the luckiest, dirtiest team ever win another Super Bowl. Baseball season hasn't started, and the Nuggets are terrible. There's nothing else people want to talk about, really. So they talk about Broncos because this town will talk Broncos every day, all day, forever and ever and ever. Amen.
In some ways, it makes me kind of throw up in my mouth.
Oh, see, I love it. I will talk Broncos all the time. You hate talking about that stuff. And I don't know why.
Because it's just the same thing every day.
No, it's not. It's different opinions on the same stuff.
Yeah, we'll be back after this.